Welcome to another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.
Now, Rick, this year, 2016, we've seen some pretty surprising results, including the Western Bulldogs, Old Footscray, winning their first flag since 1954. But there's been a myriad of other sports at the top level around the world that have had similar type results.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Robert. It's almost as if name the sport, name the upset, as it were. You know, whether it's baseball or the World Games soccer or basketball or rugby league, it's all happening, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Leicester City in the English Premier League, they won their first ever title, the Foxes. They came into the competition in 1884. They've won seven of the second tier championships to go up to the top level. They were a decade out of the top level. They won the second tier in 13-14. And then just out of the blue, they won last year. This year, after 12 games, they've only won three, drawn three and lost six, so they're back to
where they were.
Yeah.
It is quite amazing, particularly at that standard of competition in that league. It's been, dare I say, so predictable for so long that unless you sort of wear red and white, whichever version of it you like, you are basically not going to get there. And all of a sudden, as you've just said, they're out of the blue, they've won one and then they've disappeared again.
Well, even our beloved Adelaide United, we enjoyed the grand final last year. After eight rounds last year, they hadn't won a game and they're sitting bottom. This year, seven rounds, no wins.
Well, Robert, it may well be that this is the plan of attack again, that the best way to come to the top is to lay down for the first seven or eight games and then come through and pick off. And you know, dare I say, from that start last year, to even get to the final, let alone host it, was mind-blowing. But I guess you could almost say this year it's a bit like the bloke who's got the job ahead of him, the wheelbarrow's in front of him, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Now, as we all know, baseball's close to my heart, and the Chicago Cubs, mate, they haven't won a World Series since 1908. That's 108 years, and they did it, and they did it in style. It went seven games. Of course, the World Series is the best of seven. The game had a rain delay after the scores were tied in the ninth innings. It went 10, and they got up and they won.
Well, they did. And quite remarkably, you know, after they were down, they had a very slow start. They must have had a look at Adelaide City and seen the best way to do it is from behind. Because I reckon the odds after the first two or three games would have been pretty high. But you've got to hand it to them. I wonder if I shouldn't say that. I wonder if the organisers had something to do that they really wanted it to go the whole seven.
No, unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way. You kind of, because it's dreamlike, you think that. I mean, they were 3-1 down, and they fought back and they fought back, and they actually won the last two games in Cleveland. And the Cleveland Indians haven't won a World Series since 1948. So, you know, it was a dream matchup where we were going to get a drought breaker no matter which way we went.
Yep, a very fair call. I did say my previous comment a little bit with tongue-in-cheek. It was an incredible final series because of what you've just said. You've had two of what, you know, with all due respect, also runs, all of a sudden get to the playoff final, and it was going to be history in the making for either side. I guess the one that actually got there in the end was even greater history because their drought had been even longer. But it was fairy. Even you, Robert, I doubt would have written a fairy tale book about baseball like that.
No, I couldn't have. But Cleveland Indians, I mean, their last World Series was 1948. They lost the 54 World Series, and then they made two World Series in the 90s. In 95, they lost to Atlanta Braves, who was a power team through the 90s, but Atlanta only won the one World Series, which was against Cleveland. And then in 97, Florida Marlins, a fairly new team, got up and they beat Cleveland with the last hit of the game in Game 7.
Yep. There's one thing that I have no doubt about your ability. You do know your baseball history and statistics unbelievably well. Can I take you to a quiz night if it features baseball?
Yeah, a few people say that to me, but I'll probably get stage fright.
No, you wouldn't, no.
Now, just a curiosity about Chicago Cubs. Their previous World Series was 1945, which they lost. And they used to have a chap used to bring a goat as a mascot to the games, and the Cubbies, they banned the goat, and he put a curse on the team. And of course, that curse finally got lifted. That was the first World Series they've been in since then, and they won it this year. So it's amazing. Americans in baseball, they talk about curses all the time.
Well, it is. Superstition is an amazing thing. I mean, we could probably actually finish up doing a show one time on superstition and whatever in sport. I will confess that I even had my own little intricacy. Oh, what do you say that? That word about doing the right thing at the right time when you're playing cricket, and curses, or even, you know, stepping on lines in playing hopscotch or something. It's an amazing thing, sport.
It is, but, you know, in American baseball, they talk about curses all the time. I mean, Boston Red Sox, they used to have a pitcher called Babe Ruth, and they won all these world titles up to 1918 was their last one, and Babe Ruth was a pitcher. They traded Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees, which had never won a World Series or never even been in one at that stage, and, of course, they became the dominant team over that period with Babe Ruth. And while Boston kept fouling and fouling, they kept calling it the curse of Babe Ruth. And of course, whenever Boston played the Yankees, there was that hot rivalry between the two towns because of that, and it just went on and on and on. And then in 2004, the Yankees were playing Boston in the championship series to see who made the World Series. And the Yankees won the first three of a best of seven series. And of course, no one's ever come back from that, but Boston did. They actually beat the Yankees in the championship series, made the World Series, and won it. And then they won in 2007 and 2011. So the curse was finally broken.
Well, that's good, because to be honest, even though I was part of the concept of certain procedures, and dare I say cricket is full of them, which I guess is my major game, you know, it is pretty fairy tale stuff that, you know. But I think it's got more to do with procedure. Now, I know a sort of curse on a goat is a bit different to putting on your left pad or whatever first, but nevertheless, I think the process of doing the same thing, whether you're lining up to kick a goal in AFL or whatever, you look at the guys who kick in rugby league, and they measure their steps, they go sideways, they do whatever, but they absolutely replicate the precise performance every time.
When I went to uni, there was a subject that I did in a sports and play study, which was a sub-major. It was on the psychology of sport, and that basically is what it's all about.
Absolutely. we could do with a couple of psychologists for the Australian test team at the present time, I would have thought.
Well, that'll be one of our upcoming shows, I'm sure. We love our cricket out here, don't we?
Oh, we do indeed. I mean, it is Australia's national game, let's face it.
Yes, unless you're a Port Power supporter.
No, that's even more to the point.
Well, just quickly going back to the this year's World Series in the baseball, and Cleveland Indians didn't manage to break their drought. But in the NBA, which is the top basketball league out there, Cleveland Cavaliers won their first ever championship, so at least they got some joy.
They did indeed get some joy. Now, you better tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, Cleveland sort of started in 1970, the Cavaliers, and they've won five divisional titles and three conference titles, but this is the first championship, so, you know, there was plenty of champagne corks popping in Cleveland this year.
I'm sure there would have been. Now, I reckon we should do a quick one on the rugby league in Australia, shouldn't we, over the Cronulla Sharks?
Yeah, Cronulla Sharks, they were formed in 1963. They've been runner-up three times. They've won two minor premierships in 1988 and 1999. So close, but no cigar until this year, and they just scraped in.
And they got the Guernsey, and that's all that counts. They have been the bridesmaids for too long, and they've got it.
Yes. Now, I'm sure there's plenty more. Southern Districts won the district cricket in the summer, their first premiership, and there's plenty of other examples of it all. But perhaps the biggest one, as far as close to our hearts, would be Footscray Western Bulldogs winning their first flag since 1954, first grand final since 1961 after losing seven preliminary finals, including the heartbreak two-point loss in 1997 to the Adelaide Crows, who went on to win their first flag. That to me, them winning this year was just sensational.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I think, to be honest, it was everyone's dream, unless you were actually barracking for the opposition. I think everybody in the world would wanted the Bulldogs to get up. Logic said they couldn't because they had come from seventh position. However, the week's rest may well have done them good. Who knows? But it was the fairy tale dream, and they have promised a bit for a couple of years. Although they finished down the list, they were absolutely hamstrung with injuries. I mean, nothing went right for them, basically, until grand final day. And then I think Buddy Franklin going down very early probably helped them. They may well have won anyway, but it was a wonderful fairy tale story.
Of interest, Footscray, who are the Western Bulldogs, in 1959 they came out and they gave Central District their first set of Guernseys, and they were the club's first patron. And in the late 60s, early 70s, they'd come over and play trial games against Central. I remember fondly going to watching those games. And interesting, while I was sort of just looking up, trying to get some information on Western Bulldogs recently, they've got a saying, sed nullus, which means yield to none, which is exactly the same Latin term that Central District has.
Well, there you go. That's a beautiful piece of history, and I think that's nice to tie it into the local thing. I would, to be honest, love to see, and I think, I'm not sure whether we've done it on air, but off air I think we've discussed it, I'd love to see the Western Bulldogs go back to Footscray. Western Bulldogs is a sort of non-entity name, and it's a bit like, using examples and stirring the pot, I guess. I'd like to see West Coast Eagles. Who are they? Call them West, Perth, or call them something. But I think we've got to a stage now where the name of the team should reflect where it's come from. I mean, we know where Adelaide's come from. We know where Port Adelaide's come from. And we know where most of the others have come from. And I think Footscray would be good to go back to.
Yes, I agree. I mainly call them Footscray most of the time nowadays anyhow. But I suppose you could argue with South Melbourne went to Sydney, but they become the Sydney Swans. That's at least that identifies where they are. Fitzroy went to amalgamated with the Brisbane Bears and become the Brisbane Lions. So you can understand those. But with the Western Bulldogs, I was thinking about this the other week ago. Why is Essendon still Essendon and Hawthorne still Hawthorne, and Hawthorne play half their games in Hobart, or in Tasmania at least? So, yeah, I agree. They should keep them as Footscray.
Look, I'm not just trying to push a barrow. It's just it seems odd to me that the second team introduced in Western Australia, Fremantle, we know exactly where they come from. Whether the players come from Fremantle doesn't mean much, but West Coast Eagles, I reckon, would be better. We've got Adelaide in Adelaide. Let's have Perth in Perth.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. And just in closing, of interest with the SNFL, with West Adelaide, they won their first flag since 1983 last year. Interestingly, they came from ninth position to win it, which is the first team ever to come that low. South Adelaide went from bottom to top in 63-64. 63, they were bottom with A-team league, and Central's and Woodville joined in 64. It's a 10-team league, and they won. So they came from eighth position. And when you look at... And South LA did it as well in 1935, again, with a 8-team league. So Westies winning the flag from ninth is a record. But amazingly, whereas Glenelg went from top to bottom from 1934 to 35, there's an 8-team league. West LA did it this year. They finished 10th bottom. So they have fallen further than any other team in the history of the SNFL.
Incredible, Robert. There's no question about your statistical knowledge. Getting very close to home, we've got a couple of examples that are nearly as equal to that, not on actually the numbers, but Barossa won the league this year, and they were bottom the year before. And in fact, Newry the year before won the premiership, and only on percentage, I think it was, escaped being bottom this year. So you never know what's around the corner.
No, absolutely. And thank you for listening to another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.